Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com. Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 4-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows, you call Siding Unlimited first and directly. SidingUnlimited.com.
And Luke Roy sends that one into right center and deep, way back. Get up! Get out of here! Gone for Luke Roy! He just hit another home run.
Wow. Just another amazing call. Mr. Baseball has passed away. Legendary Bob Uecker died at his home early this morning at the age of 90. There he was with a call for Jonathan Lucroy. Jonathan Lucroy, former Brewers player, joins us live on the phone right now. Thanks for being with us, Jonathan. When you hear that call, knowing what you know now, how do you feel?
And, well, first of all, thanks for having me. You know, it's a sad day, but look, he lived a great life. I know he was battling some illness, an illness the last couple of years. And, you know, I sit here and, you know, I think about that and I think about all the great calls he made over the years for Brewers fans. And, you know, it's sad. It's tough. I mean, he was the voice of the Brewers, and a lot of fans grew up. Their childhood was based around listening to him on the radio. And so, yeah, it's a sad day. But, you know, He lived out his dream, and he was a part of all the great historical moments that the Brewers have done throughout history. So I'm very proud and privileged to have known him and been friends with him.
You have a couple of really fun stories too, and I think that's one thing that, you know, to take time. We can be sad, of course, as we are, but also take time to remember all the great moments. You've got some good moments with you fishing.
Yep, fishing. You know, we would go to dinner. He knew my daughter. He knew my wife. Like, he was always very friendly with everybody, the players' families, everybody. So the kids, I mean, I think my wife has a picture of my daughter when she was real young and him somewhere floating around. I think I need to try to find it, but yeah, it's, you know, we have a lot of good stories. I mean, the boat story that I posted on Twitter was really good. You know,
and not everyone has seen that. What's that fun story that you have with you out there fishing?
Well, I grew up fishing. I love to fish. And I think we were talking about it one day in the dugout. And he's like, hey, man, you have an off day coming up. You should go come out on my boat, go fishing with me. I was like, really? What kind of fishing do you do? He goes, well, we fish for salmon and lake trout. And we troll around, and I have a guy that comes and helps me, like a captain kind of thing. And, you know, and we just fish. So, you know, I had caught a lake trout. I was reeling up to the side of the boat. He hands me his net. I net it. And when I did, I go to pull the fish in, the rubber handle on the end of the net falls off. And the net just immediately goes straight down, like it sinks. And Uke looks at me and just deadpans me serious. You know, his sense of humor was always deadpan comedy. He looks at me and he goes, that was my grandfather's net. And I was young. And so I'm going like, oh, my God, and then it kind of hit me. I'm like, wait a second, that's got to be an old net. Because, you know, Uke wasn't young, you know. I was like, that's got to be one old net. And he just started laughing, dying laughing at me. He goes, I'm just messing with you because I got 15 nets back at the marina or whatever. And, you know, he was just messing with me. But that's the way he was. He would always come in and mess with people and deadpan them. And, you know, he was highly entertaining to be around. He had some really good stories that he would say, you know, about all the players he played with. I mean, he was just, I have a couple stories that I know about him that are very, they're not appropriate for public consumption, but they were hilarious. I mean, he's just a hilarious guy. And, again, I mean, he was just a great personality and a great man, and, you know, we're all going to miss him, you know? And so on a positive side, he left a huge impact. And, you know, I know there wasn't anybody that didn't like him. I mean, everybody loved him. And I don't know, if you didn't like Bob Uecker, then you had some problems you needed to work through. So,
2-time All-Star catcher for the Brewers, Jonathan Lucroy, joining us on Wisconsin's Midday News. You know, Luke, you played for 9 teams throughout your major league career, including your 7 years in Milwaukee. When it comes to the broadcasters on all the teams that you've played for, Where does Uke rank in terms of accessibility to the players? Because we hear and we've heard from Christian Yelich and Cuts from earlier last year at the end of the season about how much this impacted them even as they were leaving the playoffs.
Right. Again, like knowing that a guy like that who's around every day, he cared more about the Brewers than anybody. I mean, he's from Milwaukee, native Wisconsinite. I mean, this is his life. And, like I said, it's just a sad day that affects all the players. I mean, because, his biggest thing is he wanted to be here when they won a World Series. And so, obviously that didn't happen. And so it's kind of, you feel bad about it because it's, whenever a guy like that is as legendary as he is and as impactful as he was in the community and on the team, obviously it breaks your heart that he wasn't able to be a part of it, when that does happen eventually for the Brewers, and I believe it will. I just really wish that you could be there to witness it. And, guess what? He will be. He'll see it. He just won't be here and he just won't be there in person, but he'll see it.
Yeah, well, you're right. He'll be looking down on that one, and we can't wait.
That's right.
The beloved Bob Uecker has died. Mr. Baseball passing away at his home early this morning at the age of 90. Thank you so much. It's former All-Star for the Brewers, Jonathan Lucroy, joining us live. Thank you so much, Jonathan.
Thanks for having me.